Vocational Education provides vocational and technical training at the post-high school level through the Carl Perkins Act. Welfare to Work Grant Program provides employment and employment support services to recipients of Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, or TANF, who have received TANF for 30 months or are within 12 months of losing benefits. Services may include some type of supported work as a basic service, plus other services such as basic educational skills training, job-seeking skills, and job-keeping skills. Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, Employment and Training Programs provides funding to communities for customized local initiatives. These programs offer a wide variety of services intended to increase the economic self-sufficiency of participants. Client Assistance Program. This was identified on page 14. Other programs may also be partners as approved by the local Workforce Investment Board and chief local elected officials. The final page is a receipt statement page that identifies the Road to Work and Employment Resource Guide. The information in this resource guide has been reviewed with me. I have also been given a copy of the resource guide, and it asks for the customer signature of either the parent, the guardian, or other representative if applicable, and its date, and the counselor's signature along with their date. The following is a reading of the Vocational Rehabilitation Services pamphlet, Vocational Opportunities for People with Disabilities. On the insert, the purpose of vocational rehabilitation services is to assist people with disabilities to obtain essential services which will empower them to achieve equality of opportunity, gainful employment, independent living, economic and social self-sufficiency, and full inclusion in society. This program is administered by Vocational Rehabilitation Services of the Division of Disability, Aging, and Rehabilitative Services, a part of the Indiana Family and Social Services Administration. What is vocational rehabilitation? Vocational rehabilitation services assists people with disabilities in making informed career choices and utilizing available support services to prepare for, secure, retain, or regain employment. A person who is eligible for vocational rehabilitation, also known as VR, works with a vocational rehabilitation counselor to select a vocational goal based on his or her interests and abilities, and identify the services which will be needed to achieve the vocational goal. He or she has the right to be involved in planning his or her own program of rehabilitation, including making informed choices about the vocational goal and services. Services are initiated in the individual's home community whenever possible, through partnerships with local agencies, rehabilitation programs, and employers. The vocational rehabilitation process. Working as a partner with the VR counselor, you will complete an application for services, participate in an assessment of your disability and its impact on your employability, develop an individualized plan for employment following the determination that you are eligible, receive services identified in your plan, and achieve your vocational goal. If necessary, your VR counselor will provide post-employment follow-up services to help you maintain employment. Applying for vocational rehabilitation. You have the right to an assessment of your eligibility for vocational rehabilitation services. Visit the VR office located nearest your home, where you can meet with a VR counselor and complete an application. During your visit, the VR counselor may ask you questions about your disability. The VR counselor must have documentation that you have a disability that limits the type of work you can do, and that you require vocational rehabilitation services to prepare for, secure, retain, or regain employment. If there is not enough information available, you may be asked to attend a medical examination. Records such as school transcripts, work history, military records, or Social Security information may also be needed to help plan your rehabilitation program. Who is eligible? An individual is eligible for vocational rehabilitation services if the individual has a physical or mental impairment and the impairment creates or causes a substantial impediment to employment and the individual requires vocational rehabilitation services to prepare for, secure, retain, or regain employment.
A determination of eligibility for vocational rehabilitation services will be made within 60 days of the application date, unless both you and your counselor agree to extend the determination for a specified period of time. The eligibility decision is made without regard to race, color, national origin, age, sex, or type of disability. Some services that may be provided. Evaluations that may include medical, psychological, vocational, and other specialized examinations as required. School-to-work transition planning. Vocational counseling and guidance. Diagnosis and treatment of physical and mental impairments. Rehabilitation technology services. Job training and coaching. Assistance with post-secondary training. Maintenance for additional basic living costs resulting from program participation. Training to improve job-seeking skills, assistance with obtaining equipment and or licenses for a job, job placement and follow-up on the job to assure success, supported employment, and post-employment services. Who pays for vocational rehabilitation services? Before authorizing vocational rehabilitation funds to pay for most services, the VR counselor will first look to see if the services or funding to obtain them are available from other agencies or programs. You may be required to apply to other programs to obtain the necessary services for your rehabilitation program. However, the following vocational rehabilitation services can be provided without consideration of other resources: general medical, psychological, vocational, and specialized examinations required to evaluate rehabilitation potential, counseling and guidance, referral services, personal or work adjustment training, on-the-job training, job placement, including supported employment, and or follow-up services. Transition from school to work. Vocational rehabilitation services assist students who have disabilities in planning and preparing for work or other training after high school leading to employment. Students and or parents will receive written information regarding vocational rehabilitation services. Public high schools will work closely with vocational rehabilitation services in identifying students who may be eligible for VR services. The VR counselor can be available for advocacy and consultative services. Prior to the student's last year of high school, the VR counselor participates in a school case conference committee meeting to determine what services the student may need and how to obtain them. The VR counselor discusses vocational rehabilitation services with the student and his or her family and determines if the student is interested in applying for services. Supported employment. Through the supported employment program, vocational rehabilitation services place individuals with the most significant disabilities in competitive jobs or in jobs leading toward competitive work and arranges for qualified job coaches or trainers to provide ongoing support services to help them maintain employment. The employer is contacted monthly, and the employee is visited twice per month at or away from the worksite to discuss any issues threatening the employee's ability to remain on the job. The person may also receive assistance with transportation to and from work, opening a checking and savings account, learning to budget, locating accessible housing, and learning to cope with the activities of daily living during or after working hours. For more information about vocational rehabilitation services or the location of the VR office nearest you, contact Vocational Rehabilitation Services at 1-800-545-7763.